this show has probably covered the issue of crime and what has made it worse as copiously, comprehensively, with more insight than any other radio or TV program in the Puget Sound region. We've been telling you what is going to make things worse, and unfortunately, our predictions have all come true. Terrible policy at the city level local prosecutors not charging people for crime has led to more of it. Terrible decisions by judges leading to little or no bail. Terrible policies in Olympia by one party. This is not a bipartisan debacle. This is all one party that have made it next to impossible for police officers to effectively do their job. And then ongoing efforts to not only shorten criminal sentences, even for violent criminals, but to make it easier for violent criminals to get out sooner. It's the same kind of thing we used to see in the 60s and early 70s, and we're seeing the same results. A huge increase in crime. So stopping the majority Democrats from making things worse is priority one, but some legislators say, you know, instead of just playing effective defense, why don't we mount a counter offense? Why don't we come out with our own proactive agenda to reduce crime by making life much more difficult on criminals, particularly repeat criminals who commit so much disproportionate crime? And that leads to our guest, State Senator Mike Padden, former judge, street smart guy who's been around, politically savvy guy who's been around. It's good to hear your voice, Mike. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, John. Yeah, it's always good to be with you.
So, Senator Padden, yours is the first shot fired by a legislator that I have heard that would actually, again, act as a counteroffensive. Tell our listeners what you want to do.
Well, I would like to be able to do something serious about repeat property offenders. Just last week, the WASPC, the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs, gave us some new statistics. And since the legislature in 2021 passed all the anti-law enforcement legislation, vehicle thefts alone have risen 93%, almost doubled to over 8,000 in our state. And, you know, with each theft, the people on the left say these are victimless crimes, but we know there's trauma, there's reliving what happened. There is that feeling that folks that are victims have, and they don't feel secure. So this is very serious. This is just part of it. I think both, John, and I know you've talked about this, both the, decriminalization of felony drug possession and then the failure to be able to go after any of these folks have increased things. But whether they be robberies at pot shops or catalytic converters being taken in record numbers, we see this throughout our society and throughout the entire state. And I think the public's ready for a different approach.
Well, I do too, and I think you put your finger on it, and that is, again, a few repeat criminals are serially offending, and because the new laws, the anti-police and anti-policing bills, have tilted the playing field in the direction of criminals, they're getting more bold, they're getting more audacious, and frequently they're getting more violent. So let me drop an idea in your direction that I think you already support. We have three strikes you're out for violent criminals. After your third violent offense, you go away, get room and board for life in Walla Walla or Monroe or Clallam Bay, why don't we say that after you are convicted of your fifth felony, just your fifth felony, it shows you know, you've time after time, you have defied the law, you've used every break you have, and you just go back to what you were doing. After your fifth felony, you get an extra 5 years added to your sentence. You go away for 5 years. You get to think about it. If you're convicted of a 10th felony, then it's a 10-year enhancement.
No, I think that is along the lines of what I'm proposing on the property crimes. I'm allowing the prosecutors on my bill to seek this enhanced sentence, which would add a year for a Class C felony or 2 years for a Class B felony. But it's right in line with your idea, John. And the public safety issues are such, and you talked in the earlier part of your show in the intro about Seattle and King County. I'm sure you saw the statistic. For the first time in decades and decades and decades, people are leaving King County. Over 20,000 left last year. And that's never happened before that I can remember.
It, so, it happened in 1972. People, you have to go back
right?
50
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, this is what's happening, and it's different from other states. I've never been close to the cannabis people, as you can imagine, but I understand that the robberies here of cannabis shops are far, far worse than in other states, and they do that on the fact that law enforcement can't pursue these people. They take all their time robbering, and now, like you say, it's become more violent. People have been killed. So we're in a crisis state, and we really need to get conversion of some of the Democrats, or we need to elect new people that believe that public safety should be a priority.
Yeah. And in this year in particular, boy, oh boy, do people think it should be a priority. I personally have been telling everyone I know in politics that up in Snohomish County, the 44th district, Snohomish, I don't know if it still takes in Lake Stevens or not.
No, but it takes in Mill Creek. Yeah.
Mill Creek. John Lovick is the current senator up there. That's a seat that the Republicans should take, because I find it unforgivable that the bill that would have fixed the anti-police pursuit bill that everybody agreed had resulted in more people defying the police, a huge uptick in stolen cars, people not stopping for a traffic citation, they just keep driving and the police can't pursue them. He's a lawman. His background's in law enforcement. He was a county sheriff. He allowed that bill to die in the Senate that would have fixed that problem, instead of standing up and publicly saying it is unacceptable that we don't fix this problem. And when you keep a low profile when something outrageous is happening, then you've helped make the problem worse. So boy, oh boy, do I hope he gets strong opposition, Senator Patton.
Yeah, well, we need to gain seats. We need to get the majority back in both the House and Senate where we can effectuate policy on public safety, make it a priority. And there's so much to do besides fixing the Blake decision, reversing the decriminalization of felony drug possession, the pursuit. One of my key issues still is the vascular neck restraints, an issue that where we can de-escalation tool that they took away, and that has worked for years, and there's evidence. Believe it, this is not the chokeholds, but the vascular neck restraints that you learn in judo. Those, you know, so there's so
like
many
sleep,
things.
The sleeper holds.
Yeah, yeah.
The sleeper
yeah,
holds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I get it. Okay, that's where you constrict the flow of blood in the neck from the side, and it makes someone go sleepy.
for about
I've
five
actually
seconds.
Had that applied to me, and it works. By the way, it was a controlled experiment. I wasn't going crazy one night. All right. But no, you're correct. That often allows officers to use force like that so they don't have to pull their club. They don't have to pull their taser. They don't have to go to the next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there is so much to do, and we'll be ready to do it should the voters make a change and return us to the majority.
I love the fact that Senator Patton here and some other legislators, instead of simply saying, had enough, are instead saying, we know that the other party messed up. Now, here's what we'll do to fix it, and offer something proactive and something positive that will fix a problem that the Democrats made worse. So I really want to commend you for taking that step, Senator Patton.
Well, thank you. And we've got other members of our caucus who have done things in other areas. Senator Linda Wilson with the budget and other folks. So we will be ready should the results be positive.
Nicely done. You know what? I think they will be. It's going to be competitive. This is going to be an exciting election year. It was assumed that the Republicans would gain some ground, but now the wind is at their back so comfortably that many people think it is possible for the Republicans to gain 4 seats in the Senate, which is, I think, what you need for a majority, and
right.
gain 10 seats in the House, which would give them a majority. In fact, 9 seats, I think, would give them a majority in the House. So we'll see what happens. Again, if people roll up their sleeves, get off the couch, and get involved, a lot's going to happen. A lot of good things are going to happen. Thanks for joining us, Senator Patton.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you.
You got it. That's Senator Mike Patton from the Spokane Valley. A really great guy who's been very active in the issue of fighting crime for a long time.